sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Indeed.
It's time for Sustaining Alive. This is the corner of 95 BFM where we give a shit about the environment. And you should too, listener. But no Rita Steele today. Instead, we've got Neve. What is your last name? Does it
Perrin,
matter?
Perrin.
Okay, good. Neve Perrin. And you've got quite a grunty sort of initiative underway, don't you?
Well, I hope so, yeah. I am petitioning government, asking them to introduce new, straightforward, easy labels which on all food and drink items in New Zealand so that we can easily know the recyclability of the packaging before we buy.
Take the guesswork out.
It is. It's great, you know, like as a consumer you see the recycling sign on a lot of stuff you throw into the recycling bin, but it's kind of news to everyone that most of it isn't even recyclable in New Zealand. There are like all these strange ins and outs surrounding it, and it's kind of confusing.
Go on.
Well, I was just going to say, it's not everything can be recycled nationwide as well. It differs between councils, which makes it quite confusing.
Right.
So say if you were driving in your car or something and you had had a bite to eat and you wanted to dispose of it in a recycling bin somewhere else in the country,
yeah.
You might find yourself a bit guilty without knowing and just adding to this landfill problem that we've got.
And it's even
tons.
The whole landfill thing is even bigger now, seen as China's not taking our shit anymore, right? Literally, that's what they're doing. They're not taking our shit.
Yeah.
That's where we used to send all our plastic, right? Well, most of it.
It seems like a very irresponsible way to get rid of your waste as well, because if you're sending it offshore, there's not really any way to follow its progress and see if it actually does get recycled properly, is it?
No, not at all.
What's the system as it stands? Like you were saying earlier, basically one is kind of the only one you can kind of guarantee that you can recycle it. Like, you know, when you look at that little triangle and it's got the cute little arrows and they're going around in a recycling fashion.
There is an identification code. Yeah. Nobody knows what that means. No.
Right.
It's like, do you know what number six means? No.
What's the one after five?
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, like exactly right.
Yeah.
So what are the ones that do actually get recycled?
It depends on where you are in the country.
Right, well, let's focus on Auckland for now.
It seems one and two.
Okay.
But yeah, it kind of, it's a bit stink because there's one to seven and there is an identification code. And unless you're going to like feel it around in the shop, you know, feel up your plastic, how are you to know?
Right on.
What
are milk bottles? Do we know what just your standard milk bottle is? Should go get one from the fridge?
Does anyone know how the plastics get separated when they actually go to the recycling place? Is it all done by hand?
Did someone bring us a milk bottle?
Does anyone know?
There is a machine that does a bit of sorting, but yeah, I was talking to a recycling company, Auckland one, the other day on the phone, and I asked, because my idea is simply about introducing three labels on all food and drink products. So it would be a thumbs up if it's 100% recyclable in New Zealand and made from 100% recycled materials. So we're like creating a circular economy, which is like obviously very good for the planet, because that's what we obviously need to look after, because right now it's not doing so well.
Yeah.
And then we've got a horizontal yellow thumb, which just means that, it can be recycled in New Zealand, but it's not made from recycled material.
Okay.
And then a full-on thumbs down if it's just not recyclable. So, like, if that's going straight to the landfill as soon as you get it.
But this, you're just kind of like, this is a great, and it's a good idea. But, like, the government doesn't have to use the thumb thing. It's more it's more like, look, this is one way.
Can we just have some label that tells us and makes it easy?
Well, because I was saying earlier, they do have like Energy Star ratings on like fridges and crap, and like food does have health ratings.
Mm-hmm. You know your calorie intake, energy intake, you know what ingredients, you know where it's made, bits of the products are from.
It's useful for like your body, but I mean a rating on a bottle is kind of, that comes down to health for the planet, then you can kind of make decisions of the environment around you, can't you? Which is altogether your health as well, John.
One of the recycling companies, though, was saying that by introducing a really simple labelling system for the consumer, it would really help them as well, because when it comes to sorting plastics on their end, it's a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
So if there was something that was already saying, hey, we agree to putting this one in the recycling, or, into our system, then hey, that's a really, really good thing.
It puts the power back in our hands as well.
I mean, totally.
It means that we decide what we buy, and then the people that make the items can start tailoring to what we want.
Well, yeah, transparency.
How the system should work, right?
Yeah.
How far along into this petition are you, and what is
I have search? 20 days left okay. to get as many signatures as possible.
Okay.
So if you think that this is a good idea, please sign.
Seems like a no-brainer to me. How do we sign it?
There's a petition online on the Parliament website, which I will give you.
Okay.
And I also have one on change.org, which outlines my full idea.
What do people look for? Just say recycling something, something?
Yeah, Neave Perrin Recycling.
Okay, but it's spelt...
It's tricky. N-I-A-M-H. I have a Gaelic Irish name, so nothing phonetic about it.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Everything. Well, when we were talking about the labels before and how hard maybe it would be to introduce labels, it kind of seems like it wouldn't be that hard. We need all of our councils to come together and consolidate, I guess, make one single green strategy, because we don't really have one in place at the moment, mm-hmm. so that you could drive anywhere in New Zealand and you could put your plastic in the recycling bin and know that it will go to the landfill. Not landfill, the opposite of it, because that's not what we want. But you know what I mean? Like,
innocuous.
Yeah. Whoa, God. Slip of the tongue. Yeah.
Right. So how many signatures do we have at the moment? You've got 20 days left, hoping for a massive ramp up.
I have over 800 on the official petition website, which is awesome. And then nearly like 1.5 on the change.org one. And people have been writing the coolest comments in the world about it.
Sick.
And, you know, they say whether or not they're from New Zealand, and the majority are from New Zealand. So
nice.
That makes me feel pretty proud.
And we're going to be, we'll put this on our Facebook page as well, won't we, John?
Is that the easiest way?
I think it's probably the best thing.
So obviously the parliamentary one is kind of the one which
Parliament
you're hoping to get the most signatures on. Is there like a simple web address people can follow that for that, or is it just your name, just Neave?
Just my name, sorry, because it's Parliament. It's just you've got to follow their protocol.
Okay.
N-I-A-M-H Recycling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And on change.org, because you're only allowed 300.
Thumbs up New Zealand on the change.org one.
Thumbs up New Zealand on change.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
the change.org
has got a bit more information.
Yeah.
Just because you're limited to characters on the parliamentary site. So you can look at both and sign both.
Yes, please do.
Okay, cool.
Do you guys have any questions? Like, is it making sense to you?
We're getting a phone call.
Somebody's got a question. Put some headphones on, Neave. So.
Golly, okay.
Hello, you with BFM?
Hey, that young lady that you've got on there about the recycling.
Yes.
Did she say she's got 800,000 signatures?
No.
800.
Well, can we make it 800,000? I would really like that.
Well, I think you need to contact the primary schools. All the primary schools are recycling.
Yeah.
And then you'll get thousands and thousands of signatures, darling.
I actually
but don't
wrote
they need
to a
be
couple.
Old enough? Like, how old do you have to be to sign this?
Because if you make it easy, then you've only got 20 days. You should aim for 10,000 a day and you'll get there.
Exactly. No, I did email a couple of primary schools the other day as a tester to see if anyone would email me back, and no one has yet.
What's your name, caller?
Anthony,
you can tell all your mates. That's the least we can do.
Well,
here.
I'm on a board of trustees of a school, so
please help me.
Passing it on.
Oh,
but
nice one.
What you need to do is you need to get out there. You speak really well, you're obviously quite young.
We're on radio right now, so that you're sort of getting out there a little bit. You'd argue,
God,
wouldn't
I'm
you?
Blushing.
Yeah, but face to face, you'll get kids will support that sort of thing. Young teenagers and all the kids in the high schools, they're into it already.
True, yep.
And that's where you get block votes from.
Yeah,
you know?
Good thinking.
Cool, man. Thank you for that.
Do you have access to other primary schools too, by any chance? Can we hook you up with the petition?
Hey, you started it.
If we go offline, I'll give you my email, and then I'll
Sweet.
Get it around.
Cool,
okay,
thank you
John,
so much.
Should John just jot down your phone number? Or... Yeah, John's just going to write down your phone number on something. Probably his bare hand.
Just take me offline, that's all.
right. Maybe don't read it out as you...
Yeah.
Oh, mate, we'll just drop the vial. Thanks for that, mate.
No worries.
There you go. Little bit, the right people are listening.
Got the board of trustees.
Yeah. Wait.
Far out.
Okay, so once again, to sort out this recycling situation that we have in this country, it's severely backwards. Go to, where are we going? Just remind everybody, Neve, what's going on.
We're going to change.org and we are Googling Thumbs Up New Zealand. Okay. And then on the parliamentary website, it's just a petition by Neve Perrin, spelt N-I-A-M-H. I'm so sorry.
Somebody's texting in saying, I'm a secondary school teacher in charge of Enviro Group.
Woohoo.
I'll get you some signatures for sure.
Heck yes, thank you.
Hi, the plastic, another one. Hi, the plastic was sent to China, was not recycled. It was burnt to generate electricity. That's fucking grim, by the way. Massive tyre pit.
We're getting more phone calls. Should we take them?
Let's do it, John. That's what we do here at 95.
Anthony, I've got your details, so we'll give you a shout after this.
Have you hung up on Anthony?
Not yet.
Hello, BFM.
Hey, what's the situation? So, like, when you get your nori or whatever, you know, your like seaweed chips, and they're in like a little PET tray, but they're in like a plastic wrapper outside of that to like contain all the little trays. How's that going to work? Because they're like two different types of plastic, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if it wasn't recyclable in New Zealand and not made from recycled materials, we'd just give it a thumbs down, unfortunately. And hopefully that would
find a better way.
Yeah, hopefully that would put pressure on them to come start working on our own terms, I guess. There's so many innovative products out there already that people can use and try, and they're already creating new ones. I mean, why not? It's going to help everyone all round.
Right on.
hey, thanks, man.
Sweet.
All right. All right, Neve, well, thanks very much. This has been fantastic. There you go. Hopefully people get along and sign that petition and get rid of
please
the BS
sign.
Plastic.
Gosh, we need it. And it has to come from us, the people, if we want to change.
So true.
Yeah, let's look after the world.
Thanks again. And thank you, Silent Ash.
Yeah, cool.
Sick. Nice. That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.